Healing Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello, and welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to thank you all so very much for being here with me today. You know, we're finally getting closer to spring, and I'm so excited because spring really is my favorite time of the year. And, you know, it gives us the opportunity to really create and to build on something new and wonderful. We've got a lot of building to do because, you know, we just recently had a Virgo full moon, and that's really about finding our passion and just taking all this energy that's been building up since September and moving forward with it. Of course, we have to let go and release those things that we no longer need. But, you know, this full moon is really giving us a lot of power and a lot of energy to really move forward. It's helping us so that we can reach our full potential. And it's really all about everything that we really put into, we started with in September. We started putting some things into practice. We started building on some things. And now it's going to reach a climax over the next 30 days. Because, you know, in the next 30 days, we're going to have a new moon, a full solar eclipse, and then we're going to have a full moon with a lunar eclipse. So we've got a lot going on energetically that's going to help us with this energy and to move things forward. Now, we really need to pay attention to our emotions and our feelings right now. Because, you know, this is a time when things are going to get a little bit touchy. There's so many aspects of emotion during this time. You know, we have been in a period of 6 months where there have been some major, really deep in-depth changes. And a whole lot's been going on behind the scenes. So you may not even fully be aware of some of the things that have been happening. But it's time to really open our eyes and to see this and to know what's going on. Now, also, this is going to be the first, you know, this was the first full moon in the Chinese New Year of the Fire Monkey. Now, fire is all about energy and power. Monkeys, well, you know, they're kind of goofy little mischievous little creatures. So what we're looking at is a very mischievous monkey, a lot of energy going on. And so that's going to make some things kind of change. We're going to shake some stuff up during this time period. There are going to be some surprises. And, you know, we've been kind of plodding along, maybe a little bit in a rut. And this fire monkey is just going to knock us right out of that. And it's going to tell us that not only are you not going to follow the rules of the game, there aren't any rules anymore. So we have to really look at things from a complete and spiritual way. There's a lot at stake here. I mean, this is something that's been building up for each one of us for such a long time. And we still have to make those final choices about what we want to do. But you know, when we balance our heart and our emotions and listen to the truth, and then we tap into a little bit of that head, a little bit of that focus and organization, not necessarily ego, but that logic and reason, then honestly, there's nothing that we can't do, and there's nothing that we can't achieve. So we need to realize that we are going to be successful. We're going to be victorious in whatever it is that we go after. But you know, the full moon for Virgo is all about following and working with your passion. You know, that's the most important thing. We have gifts in those areas. We have abilities, and we can tap into our inner resources because we have so much innate knowledge and wisdom that we can get out there and really do it. And that's what we're going to talk about, is following our passion. You know, really setting our intentions to those things that we do want to manifest and we do want to create. And in doing that, we are going to be able to, you know, as they say, follow your bliss. And we're going to be able to really achieve those things that we first came here to do. Now, tell you a little bit about me. We've talked about the energy and everything that's going on, but I am, you know, considered to be a spiritual mentor and teacher, which I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I do a lot of intuitive readings and healing sessions. And it's great because I'm able to work with distant healing. And it is just as powerful at a distance as it is in person. It's amazing how well and completely it works. I also work with color, vibrational, and crystal healing. And I'm also kind of like the earthly representative for a consortium of beings, angels, and guides who call themselves the fifth element. Now, they're a really, really powerful group. And the fifth element is the element of love. So they send us messages that are all about love and light and help us so that we can start living our lives the same way. Now, I also have several books that you can find all on Amazon or on my website. We have chakras. That's about all the major, minor, and the spiritual chakras. We have 365 Days of Blessings, which is like a daily devotional. We have Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic and intuitive protection. We have Manifesting the Life You Desire, which is part of what we're going to talk about today. And then we have The Magic of Crystals and The Mystery of Crystals. These are two books that kind of tell you the basics. You know, it's kind of like Crystals 101. It tells you the basics, how to work with them, and how they work for you. Now, you can find information on all of this and more info about me and some of the services that I provide and some of the things that I do on my website at healinglightonline.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and my page is called Healing Light. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. So there are a lot of different ways that you can find me, and I would love to connect with you because I really enjoy being able to do this work. For me, this is not necessarily work. This is a joy. And that's what we need to find for you, is to help you find your joy. Now, one of the biggest questions that I'm always asked is, am I on the right path? Am I doing what I came here to do? Well, I have two answers for you. The first one is, we all came here with one very specific purpose. We came here to experience love in the human form, and our whole path, our whole journey is about getting back connected to spirit, to source. Doing that in the human form. That is the big job. You know, that is the number one task and goal that everybody has. So if you are working on that, you're pretty much there. You know, you have the ability to complete this task. Now, we also have what I refer to as a secondary task. And that is usually something, you know, that's something different. For me, it's about being a healer and a teacher and to share messages. To some people, it might be to be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, someone who works in law enforcement or someone who is totally devoted as a parent. You know, that's a huge, huge job and mission for anybody. So don't think that just because you don't have a, you know, outside job or something that you're not fulfilling your purpose. Because being a parent and helping to raise those beautiful young souls is a wonderful and a divine calling. But yet, here we are saying, okay, what is my calling? Well, it's not necessarily what you do for a living. You know, there are a lot of things that we may do for a living, for an income, that might not necessarily be our sole purpose. So we have to look at these things and see really kind of where we are. So what I tell people is that the best way to find this, yes, in many instances, I can give you the answer as to what it is that you're supposed to be doing, but I'm not supposed to, because part of what you're supposed to be doing is understanding, connecting with spirit, and learning this for yourself. So we're going to take a little break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about the steps that everybody can go through to figure out what it is that they came here to do. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. And today we're talking about really manifesting the life that you desire, the things that you came here to do. But, you know, once we go through that whole birth process, we have amnesia, and then we don't know what it is that we're supposed to be doing. Sounds like a giant cosmic joke, but, you know, unfortunately, that's the way it works. We spend all of this time on the other side, planning, working with our angels, our guides, you know, deciding what it is that we want to learn and do and accomplish during this lifetime. all these goals, all these expectations that we have, and then we set it all up, we're all ready to do it, and then we're born and we forget every single bit of it. And I thought, you know, that's tough. But you know, there is a plan, and we participated in that plan. So we came together with our angels, and we decided what we wanted to do and accomplish. We figured out the circumstances that we would be born under, the people that we would be close to and have as family, the major situations and things that would happen in our lives. You know, believe it or not, I have not had the fairy tale perfect life, as, you know, everybody else. None of us have. And, you know, there are times when I sit there and I think about the things that have happened in my life. And, you know, I try to start from the beginning and go through, you know, like the circumstances in which I was born and then raised and everything in between. I started writing it down, kind of a journal. And my title was, What the Hell Was I Thinking? Because, you know, that's my only response every single time I think about this. What the hell was I thinking? You know, I chose to be born in these situations. But through the situations, I started learning more about who I came here to be. And because of that, I learned certain things. I grew. I expanded. I went certain directions rather than others. And it all led up to where I am here today. So, you know, you start thinking about it. And, you know, sometimes it's a little bit hard to think about these things rationally and logically, but try to do it from a third-person perspective. And you might be able to see the thread that goes through and helps to point the direction that you go in. But there are also, you know, there are other ways to do this, to figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing. What is your life path? Now, one of the best ways to do this is to, number one, don't beat yourself up over this and don't stress really hard trying to figure it out. But just take some time, you know, a little peace and quiet, and just sit there and relax. I like to start these times with a prayer, asking for guidance and direction. And then I listen. And think about, in this case, the things that you really want and desire. What makes you happy? You know, what are those things that are most important in your life? Now, the million-dollar question is, if I handed you, say, $10 million, and I said, here you go, you have all the money that you could need right now, you are going to be fully and completely supported by the universe. You do not have to worry about supporting yourself, taking care of things. You don't have to worry about anything. All you have to do is just go after and do those things that make your heart sing. What would that be? What would you do? If you never had to work for a living, you weren't, you know, there were no mortgages, no, you know, car payments, none of that kind of stuff. Also, let's throw in there that you were completely healthy, you know, so that we don't have to worry about any medical stuff. Okay, now we've eliminated all of those, you know, things that kind of hold us back. What would you do if you had no restrictions and you were completely supported? You know, that's really a huge, huge question. But it's also the key, because now you're learning something about who you are. And, you know, knowledge is power, but in this instance, knowledge is everything. Because we need to get down to what it is that you believe and you want and you desire. Now, this is epiphany may not happen in the first 15 minutes that you try doing this. It may actually take a little bit of time, you know, because it's kind of a process. You think, well, okay, I want to help people. Well, now you've got to start narrowing that down a little bit because helping people is kind of broad. And so you have to do this. It's a journey. And you have to go through the steps and to really dig down. And as you dig down deeper, you are going to find that pot of gold. And you're going to find that information and those things that really, really mean the most to you. You know, sometimes it's like really easy. Like, oh, well, I like this and I like that. But I can't make a living that way, so I'm not going to do it. Don't worry about that part. That's not what we're thinking about right now. We're thinking about those things that you are most passionate about. Now, let's think about your gifts and talents. What gifts and talents do you have? And don't say nothing, okay? Because we all have gifts and talents one way or another. Sometimes it takes us a long time to find them. And I am the poster child for that. It took me a very long time. I was highly intuitive as a child. It scared me. I was told it was all bad. So I blocked it all. So for like 40 years, I blocked it. And, you know, I did my best to choke out any visions, anything that came to me. Every once in a while, things would still slip through. But I blocked it out. But also during that time, I had other things come along. You know, got distracted, went off different directions as an adult. But there were a couple things that were consistent. Number one, I was trying very hard, consciously and subconsciously, not to get any messages, which also caused me to have migraines every single day of my life. Another thing is that because I was really denying who I am, I was very, very shy and insecure. And it will surprise you that up until just a few years ago, like a very few years ago, I would never be able to speak in front of more than about 4 to 5 people. And that could only be like in a group talking. And even then, it would sometimes be very hard for me. Now I can get up and speak to large groups of people. And it doesn't bother me at all. Now that's a big, huge thing because, you know, there were times when I was in high school that I would sing in a choir. This is like a 100-person choir. But yet I would be so nervous. I would have panic attacks. I would pass out just being one of 100 people on stage. That's how nervous I was and how intimidated I was about being in front of people. So the fact that I do this now and talk to people and to teach, this is a big deal for me. This is a huge deal because of where I came from. But see, part of my lesson was that I had to learn to build up my own confidence. And I needed to do it myself because, you know, it's not something that somebody else can do for me. So that was one of my lessons and one of the things that I had to go through in order to do it. But, you know, when you think about it, there are things that really have made you happy. And I've asked people what makes them happy, and they tell me they don't know. Now, that part is really kind of sad. Okay, what do you enjoy doing? Well, I don't know. Well, we need to figure that out because we get so busy chasing the, you know, dream that we forget about the true happiness that is within us. So we need to really learn who we are. So that's part of the whole process. Let's talk about who you are. Let's understand a little bit more about who you are. And let's see, you know, just get back and think about those things that you enjoy doing and that you're good at. Now, you know, since you're doing this yourself, then you don't have to worry about feeling like you're bragging about yourself. Okay? But we are here to find and to realize our soul's purpose. And all of that is still ultimately getting back in touch with spirit. But we have the other parts too. And we do need to connect with that so that we can follow that calling of our soul. And when we do that, everything falls together for us. So I've got a few questions that help you think about what it is that you need to do. You know, who am I? What is my deepest desire? What would I like to accomplish in my life if I didn't have to worry about everything else? What am I good at? What makes me feel complete? What resonates within me? And is there something that I feel particularly drawn to? Now, when you ask yourself these questions, think about every aspect of your life. Work, relationships, health, finances, how you spend your free time, everything. When we get back, we're going to talk about some more ways that we can kind of whittle this down a little bit so that you can get a better idea about what it is that you came here to do. So we'll be right back.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. And today we're talking about manifesting your desire. But you know, the first thing we have to do is figure out what that desire is. Now, let's think about some more questions to help define what your goals are. Okay, let's say that you've decided, just for example, that, you know, your passion is teaching. So let's start drilling down. Do I want to teach adults or children or those with special needs? What subjects or skills do I want to teach? Do I want to teach through an institution as a tutor or start my own practice? What credentials do I need or do I have to teach? How can I go about this? Does this feel like the most right thing in the world for me? You know, that last question is a big one. But, you know, we have to go down and figure this out. You know, it's not always the easiest thing in the world. But we do have to find those things that we do the best. And, you know, people who are the most successful have tapped into this. They figured out what they do the best, and then they go for it in a big way. And then the universe supports them. That's the key. You have to have faith and know that you will be supported. So, let's say that we've figured this out. You know, think about those things that really made you happy as a child. What did you like to play with? What were you interested in as a kid? Ask some of your closest friends to be completely honest with you and tell you what they think you're good at. You know, what they think your talents are. Ask them what they think you should do with your life. And, you know, tell them that you really want a solid answer. Now, I've got a lot more questions and a lot more things that you could do to really narrow this down. And it's all listed in the book, Manifesting the Life You Desire. But let's decide that, okay, like in my case, I was really quiet and shy. I wasn't comfortable talking to a lot of people. But yet, I was interested in healing. I was fascinated by crystals. I'd always loved angels. And I have a passion for animals. Now, you know, let's all roll that into something and make a living at it to be able to support, you know, myself. How can I do it? Well, that's when you start really listening to spirit and you start connecting and following that guidance. You know, whenever you start getting these messages, you have to trust that it really is from spirit and you have to act on it. Because if you don't, then you're not going to get the messages for too terribly long. You know, it's just like us here as humans. If I keep telling you something over and over again, and you keep asking me, but you keep ignoring what I say to you, then finally, I'm just going to quit talking. You know, I'm going to quit trying to help you. And that's the way it is with spirit. You have to trust, you have to listen, you have to act. But, you know, once you start figuring it out of those things that you're good for and those things that really make you happy and the things that you enjoy, and it can be a lot of things. There are a lot of things that I really enjoy. But then you kind of narrow it down that which ones really feel right. And that's when you're going to get your answers from spirit. Which way do I go? And to be honest, I never, ever in my wildest dreams thought that I would be where I am today. And yet, I just kept following my intuition and opened up to it, first of all. You know, I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm not going to fight this anymore. I'm going to listen. And I started with learning energy healing. And then all of a sudden, there was like this burning desire to do it in a more formal way, to learn Reiki. And then I thought, well, I'm just going to learn the very basics and, you know, what I need to do to take care of me, take care of the animals, and it'll be all good. Well, after I did that, then all of a sudden, I find myself signing up for the more advanced classes. And every time I said, this is the last one, I'd find myself signing up for the next one. And I kept building and learning all these different ways and these different forms. I was listening to my intuition and the guidance that I was getting. Even though I would say, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. You know, I really know enough to take care of anything that I need to do. It just kept building. Same thing with working with crystals. It just kept building. You know, bought my first ones about 30-something years ago. And then all of a sudden, it's like I realized those suckers start multiplying and I've got them all over the place. I was listening to guidance. I may not have realized it at the time, but I was. And you just start doing this. Now, you're going to find people who think you're crazy. And that's okay. You know, because if you're following spirit, listening to your intuition and your soul, then you're not crazy. You're doing what you're supposed to do. And a lot of times whenever they're telling you that you're crazy and that, you know, you should be doing this and, you know, I don't care if you have this, you know, feeling that you should be going out doing, you know, an interpretive dance / yoga classes and teaching people that you're really supposed to be an accountant. Well, maybe not, you know, but maybe doing some of the accounting thing can help you with what you're doing. But you need to really do those things that match your dreams and your passions, no matter how crazy everybody thinks you are, because this is your path. This is your ultimate potential. It's not mine and it's not anybody else's. This is the way you need to go. And you have to have that dedication to it. And you have to surrender to it. Surrender to God and the angels. And just tell them, you know, you guys want me to do this? Okay, fine, I will do this. But I need you to make it happen. I'll listen. I'll do everything that I can. And you guys will just do the rest. And they do. They absolutely do. And you know, the most perfect example that I can possibly give is the example of my Facebook page. About 5, maybe 6 years ago now, I started a little page on Facebook called Healing Light. And I got so excited when I got my first 100 people. And then I got 200 and 3 and it started building up and I was like so excited and I just couldn't believe it. And, you know, it wasn't fast or anything. It was very gradual. But, you know, it was exciting to me every time somebody new would like that page. Well, all of a sudden, that page exploded. And I was going from, you know, a few hundred to 1,000. And then I was going from 1,000 to like 10,000. And then in a few short months, I went from about 15,000 to over 1 million people. Now, this is not with advertising. This is not promoting the page on anybody else's. I stayed on my page, did my business, did my focus, and people shared it. And then more people joined the page, and it just kept expanding that way. I've not done anything to promote the page. Now, it is over 2 million. Which is still astounding because there are other people who are known internationally, who go out on book tours, who have bestsellers, who don't have this many people on their page. And they ask me, how do you do it? You know, what ways are you marketing it? And I just tell them, I'm not. That I'm just doing my stuff every day. Don't look at anybody else's pages. I just take care of my own. But you see, I have a different marketing team. It's the angels that I asked to just take care of it and to make it happen. If I'm supposed to be out there teaching and spreading this information and knowledge to a lot of people, then I said, Go for it. Make it happen. I'm willing to do whatever it is that you want me to do. And when I surrendered it, changes started happening. And every time, I mean, this is a continual process. Every time I surrender a certain aspect of my life or the process, things start happening. Now, being a human being, I definitely fall back and, you know, start thinking that I know what I'm supposed to be doing and I know what I'm doing and this is how I'm going to make it happen and I'm going to take this step and I'm going to go off in this direction and this is going to be a good way for me to do it. And it usually flops. But you see, what happens is that when I start getting into, you know, ego as far as not being egotistical, but ego as in I'm thinking that I'm going to go this direction or that direction, or this is what's going to be the best thing for me to get into, it doesn't work. It's when I let it go that the magic starts happening. And that's the cool part about it. So it doesn't matter what your purpose is. You know, we don't all have a beautiful, glamorous, jet-setting lifestyle purpose. You know, I would love to have a purpose. You know, I always look up to Doreen Virtue. Now, Doreen works very, very hard at what she does. She has a beautiful home in Hawaii that for the last 25 years, she hardly didn't get to stay at because she was traveling all over the world. But she got to travel. She had all these books. She was able to teach and talk and help all these different people. And she made a great living at it. That's a beautiful purpose. But not everybody has that. Some people have some that are not glamorous, but they're still equally important. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of that and how to make our purpose special.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Come on down. You're the next listener of the Joe Show's second annual salute to game shows, Price is Right, Uncensored, a two-part series airing on Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March the 16th. We will take you back all the way to September 4th, 1972, the first day Price is Right aired on CBS. The Joe Show speaks with longtime former producer Roger Dobkowitz, Million Dollar Spectacular announcer Randy West, and longtime former Price is Right legendary host Bob Barker. So mark down Wednesday, March 9th and Wednesday, March 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Old Times Radio on The Joe Show.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light. And today we're talking about manifesting the life that you desire. Now, we've spent most of the time talking about how to discover what your life purpose really is without having somebody else tell you what it is. But you need to learn and to connect with spirit to discover it for yourself. Now, not everybody has a pretty and glamorous purpose. You know, some people have one that is not so glamorous. It's kind of, you know, drudgery. Think of people who are like migrant farm workers. Now, that's not a pretty purpose, but it is a vitally important purpose because we need those people. You know, so there are a lot of people who have a very important purpose, but it just might not seem as glamorous as, you know, what we might like. But, you know, once we know our purpose and we understand it, even if it involves negative experiences at a certain level, it's going to free us from becoming a victim. Now, I know someone, a woman who actually was a victim of human trafficking. And she had to live a lifestyle that most of us can't even comprehend in our wildest dreams. It was a negative, it was a terrifying, it was not a positive lifestyle. She finally got out of it. And then it took her a while to kind of transition into what we would consider to be a normal lifestyle. But she did. And the thing that just amazes me about her, number one, is that she still has a tremendous amount of belief and faith in spirit. And she knows that that's what brought her out of the situation that she was in. Also, she does not walk around with a victim mentality. She knows how strong she was for getting out of that situation, and she's using that knowledge and her experiences and her strength as a way to help other women who have also been victims of human trafficking. So you see, it was a very negative experience. It was 20 years that were very hard, and 20 years that she's not going to get back. But it was 20 years of teaching her how important it is to be able to make those changes, to remain in faith and connected to spirit. And then she has the ability to help others so that they can get out of it and on the road to a happier, more satisfying, safer, and more peaceful life. So you see, we need to understand that regardless of whether or not we've had a fairy tale life, and I'd really like to hear if anybody ever has, really, but we have to understand that we chose these experiences. And even if the most heinous negative things happened, they will result in beautiful lessons and wisdom that we need to learn to help us on our true path. And remember that there are no mistakes, okay? There are only opportunities to learn and to grow. The time when you should have regrets is when you didn't learn the lesson. And we just need to realize and understand that each one of us is extremely important. And what we do is very, very important. Everybody has a different job to do. And together, we can change the world. Once you start getting closer to spirit and connecting, then that helps lighten up the energy for the planet. And it helps build. And that in itself is a monumental goal and purpose. But you know, we all take different paths to get back to spirit. You know, some people are direct, some are, you know, like they're in the fast lane. Some take that nice, long, flowing, scenic route. Some take a route that is just really horrible and bumpy and rough and difficult. But we take the one that's right for us at the time. And we need to understand that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to do, regardless of what it might be, as long as we're listening to Spirit. And we just need to realize that being on our own unique path is where we belong. And that is the way that we're able to manifest our dreams and the life that we desire. Now, one of the things that's really important to remember is that you have to get that connection to Spirit so that you can get these answers. Because if you go to somebody else, you know, anytime that someone gives you a reading, whether it's me, somebody else, anybody, the reading is still going to be colored a little bit based on their own experiences or their own interpretation of the information that they're receiving. So your best source is you and connecting with Spirit on your own. And everybody can do this. Because the soul is where our dreams and our visions are born. It understands our mission and our life purpose. And this is the purpose that drives everything else in our lives and who we are and what we came here to do. So remember, our first purpose is to come in and experience love and joy in the human form. Our second purpose is to reconnect with Spirit. We're connected intimately with Spirit when we are on the other side and in a spirit form. But when we come into this human body and we get that amnesia, we have to find a way to reconnect to Spirit. And then we need to find out what that life path is. What are those things that really feel right to you? Those things that are your passion. The things that really make you feel whole. And those are the things that you came here to do. Whether it is glamorous or pretty or not. Each job, each task is important. It helps us to learn and to continue that process that we began eons ago as a soul every time we came here to Earth. We agreed to learn and to grow and expand in different ways. And so our experiences are helping us to do that. And then we just go back to reconnecting with Spirit. So when you do this, say a little prayer and just tell God and the angels that you are ready. Whatever you want me to do, I am here and I will do it to the best of my ability. Help me, give me signs, give me information, put things in my way. Show me where I need to be and where I need to go. If you say a prayer like this, and you truly mean it, deep down in every fiber of your being, you will get the answers and the message. And you also will be supported by the universe. There will still be trials and challenges with it. You know, not every road is completely perfect and smooth. Because we're still interacting with other people and we're still helping them sometimes on their journey so that we may be around other people who drag us down or just slow us down. But we have to stay true to our purpose. And if they want to be brought up and to connect with Spirit, they will. And if they're perfectly happy staying disconnected, then that's what they will do. And we have to let them go. But it is their choice, just as it is ours. God gave us free will. And with that, We choose what we want to do and how we want to live our lives. God didn't create people to do bad things to other people. He put us on this earth, gave us the opportunities, gave us all the resources that we could possibly ask for. But he gave us free will so that we could choose the direction that we wanted to go. Some people decided to go to the dark side. Some decided to go to the light. But all of us have the purpose to go to the light and reconnect with spirit. And if some choose not to do that, that is their decision. Just as it is ours to follow our path and our soul purpose. So we're about out of time, and I just want to thank you so much for being with us and joining us today. And, you know, I couldn't do any of this without you and your love and your support, and the support of the amazing people at Om Times Radio. They are fantastic, and I love working with them, and I love being able to connect with you. Now, if you can't access us live all the time, you can find us in the archives. And, you know, I would just encourage you to do that, not only for my programs, but for the many others that are here as well. Now, thank you again for being with us. Next Wednesday, we're going to talk about what kind of an empath are you and how to survive as an empath. And if you have anything that you want to learn more about me, you can always find me on the website, healinglightonline.com.